Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello there, and welcome to details of our show, The Wake Up Call, coming to you all the way from Malaysia, courtesy of me, your host, Richard Martin, and it is Friday, June the 30th, 2017. Did any of you watch the four Putin interviews with Oliver Stone that came out a couple of weeks ago? I did, and Putin comes across as a real person, a man's man who cares about the people he leads, a confident yet not arrogant man. What a contrast to what we have here in the West. I also think I detected that he knows how the future's going to unfold, and that we here in the West are in for trouble before we join the great worldwide renaissance. As far as Oliver Stone's presentation, it's okay, but I think it could have been so much more informative. The Silk Road is the biggest project in the history of mankind, yet less than 1% of Americans have heard about it. What a shame, and what a statement as to the ignorance, willful and woeful, of the American culture. On the whole, I think the series was a success, and if you're interested in Putin, I encourage you to watch the series divided into 4 one-hour segments. So I'm going to start the show today with a treatise on the absurdities of the problems that Donald Trump is having and the way in which the people are dead set on bringing him down under just about any pretext, not least of which, of course, is the Trump collusion, so-called, with the Russians. No evidence, of course, whatever, nothing, but that doesn't stop the people causing trouble and grief to this man. Then I'm going to talk about the forgotten depression of 1920 to 21, which is something that most people have never heard of, but it actually was, in essence, potentially much worse than the real depression that took place 9 years later. There's an interesting story there, and I'm going to talk about it. I shall also talk about how the CIA and the deep state are in cahoots with the Washington Post. It's really a statement of how the establishment have lost their way, thinking all along that they had it made, not really happening according to the way they planned it. I'll be talking about the different kind of loans and debts that people have taken, most specifically with reference to credit card debt, which is actually much worse than most people think and is going to have a much worse consequence down the line. I'm going to talk about automation and how the robots and artificial intelligence are taking over. McDonald's has just announced it will replace cashiers in 2,500 stores with self-service kiosks. This, of course, is very, very alarming for the problem of unemployment. So we will talk about that. Going to talk about the issue of money and money transfers and the use that cryptocurrencies will have in our future, which I think most people are not considering. They think cryptocurrencies is some kind of just a quick mania, like the tulip mania in Holland hundreds of years ago. In fact, I don't think that's the case. I think some of these cryptocurrencies are here to stay. And we'll talk about that. Then we'll talk a little more about Russia and how it's being beaten up on almost as severely as Trump himself. Of course, needless to say, the United States is acting totally illegally in Syria. and I will have a few words to say about that. And then probably we'll conclude with some details about the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, the DHS, all of which desperate to find evidence of Trump's collusion in the Russian story without any success at all. So lots to think about, and I urge you please to come and join us. Go to the richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com website. Look for the donate button, sign up, and get your fill of 2 full-hour shows a week on Mondays and Fridays. And know that you hopefully will get good value for $70 a quarter. And the donations are automatically deducted. You have nothing to do. If you want to, depart from the show, just let me know, send me an email, and I will have you taken off the donation list, and you can do that at any time. Failing which, please donate up to $70 a quarter, and if that's more than your means will allow, then you may go down to up to $30 a quarter. But I hope you will find value at $70. I do need the contributions, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very time-consuming endeavor that I am engaged in. So, as it is, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. And this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Monday.
And there you have it. You decide.